Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's a Reaction Monday, presented by First Bank. Here's The Drive.
It was close a few times. Thought his rush was okay. I think he's capable of better, but he was coming free some and did help the pass defense in that way. Run defense was up and down a little bit, made some good plays. A lot of stuff was away from him, so it's kind of uneventful.
That is Coach Fangio. After a win about Von Miller, Troy Rank from Denver 7 joins us on the courtesy of Tranny Law. Troy, what'd you make of those comments?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a tough love with Vaughn. His expectations for Vaughn are great, and he expects him to be an impactful player every week. I mean, he's their most talented player for me. I was a little surprised. I thought Vaughn played better in the run game than Coach Fangio did. I mean, he's looking at the film. I mean, watching it live, Vaughn was crushing his side of the line that was leading the runners, and the way the line was collapsing, he was leading plays right into Malik Reed or other players. So, I mean, I guess it's how you define it. And he did acknowledge that plays were being run away from him. I thought he played really well in the run game, and there was pressure. He didn't get sacks, but, I mean, clearly Phillip Rivers was uncomfortable enough throughout the game. But it all goes back to when they hired Coach Fangio, D-Mac. The expectation for Vaughn is to have him take that next step, and we'll see if he gets there by the end of the year. I mean, he's coached him hard since he got there, and he's, you know, and Vaughn's welcomed that, but it is interesting how he publicly talks about Vaughn.
Yeah, and you know, I think that it's okay to hold Vaughn to the highest of standards, because that's the way that Vaughn would want it, right? I mean, this is a great all-time player, like a legendary player who I don't believe has to play another snap of football to go into the Hall of Fame. Like when Nolan Arenado hits 200 during a playoff series, it's okay to call him out. If Nikola Jokic takes one shot over the course of an NBA basketball game the way that he did a year ago, it's okay to call him out. My thing is like, how much is this wearing on Vaughn? Because, Troy, you just said what I said earlier to D-Mac. From the moment that Vic showed up, he's done nothing but truly challenge Vaughn. That works, I think, when you're playing well. But when you're not, and I'm not saying Vaughn is playing poorly, but I certainly think it's below the standard that we should have for Vaughn. You know, how does Vaughn take that sort of comments, you know, the word uneventful? You know, how does he take that when you're not playing up to that standard?
Yeah, how he accepts it publicly and how he accepts it privately could be two different things, no doubt. I agree with you, Zach, in this sense. When teams are losing, you know, I mean, I've coached the last 15 years with my sons and, you know, coached, you know, at least at the high school level, which is different, but there's nuances in how you deal with kids. Some kids I can pat on the back, tell them a great, some I can kick them in the butt and get on them a little bit and know I will get performance. And I think with Vaughn, you have to be careful. It's nuanced. Just riding Vaughn and constantly saying, you got to do more, you got to do more, and he's looking around and seeing a bunch of slappies who might not even be in the league in 6 weeks, you got to be careful, is what I'm saying. Because Von Miller is not their problem. He is not. So I get it. You want to challenge and make a guy who's great and all-time great? I understand that. But some of that it needs to be nuanced and behind the scenes. I would just, you know, Vic has done this forever, and he's coached the greats. So I would say in this case, Vaughn would give him the benefit of the doubt, given the Hall of Famers that Vic has coached. But as the season plays out, I would be cognizant of how Vaughn is reacting to it in a public forum, because of the fact that he's looking around, and I guarantee you he knows that as he and Chris Harris, and I mean, he's at a different level than most guys on Sunday. Stats don't say everything with Von Miller. That's all I'm saying. Don't get caught up in that. But Vic has the trust of Von Miller because of his resume. He can do some of this. It's like Belichickian, I would say, and how he challenges guys. And he doesn't dole out praise. That's been Vic. And the other advantage Vic has is he's consistent. That's the part that drives players crazy, is when a coach is not consistent in how he deals with them.
All right, what's your any other takeaways from today with Vic?
Yeah, that they've made a change defensively to put in different guys to be more physical and athletic. Alexander Johnson's still going to start over Josie Jewell, even if Jewell plays this week. And A.J. Johnson's going to make mistakes. He's a physical presence who can run at 255 pounds. They want Purcell in for the run game. That's not going to change with Derrick Henry on the map here on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they got issues at cornerback. They might have to tie a knot and hang on for dear life because, you know, Devontae Harris is moved ahead of Yadam. I mean, Yadam has got to figure out a way to get his confidence back because when he's not getting beat, he's holding. So he's got to figure out where he can find a comfort zone to be able to compete.
Troy, we really appreciate it. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys. See you.
Okay, Troy Rank, our Fan Broncos insider, courtesy of Tranny Law.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.